弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
请大家把这个圣经呢再打开，不要合上，因为有些前面的经文我们也会要用。
Once again, open up your Bible to the same page because we're gonna need them.
这个人呢叫做史派夫。
This person is called Stafford.
他1928年出生在这个我们纽约州的 Troy.
He was born in Troy, New York in 1828.
他 Troy 就是靠近我们这个 Albany 附近。
Troy is pretty close to Albany.
他是芝加哥的一位有名的牧师有名的律师。
He was a very famous lawyer in Chicago.
一直到1860年底
up until the end of 1860s
他的生活都很顺利。
His life had been filled with success.
他自己拥有一个律师事务所。
He owned a lawyer clinic by himself.
并且呢他自己也是一个成功的商人。
He was also a successful business person.
他有一个美丽的太太叫安娜。
He had a beautiful wife, Anna.
并且呢，他还有这个四个女儿。
And four daughters.
有叫做 Annie, 还有 Maggie, 还有这个 Bessie, 还有Tanita.
And these are their four daughters' names.
对，还有一个这个儿子。
Also had a son.
并且呢，他也是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
He was also a very godly Christian.
他也是教会的长老。
He was an elder in the church.
他和他太太呢也常常开放他的家。
He and his wife often opened his house.
就是来接待那些为主奔波的这些仆人。
To serve other brothers and sisters for the Lord.
他也和这个当时很有名的这个布道家穆迪是好朋友。
He was also a good friend with the very famous evangelist Moody.
他常常也慷慨赞助穆迪在就是各地的布道。
He often gave generously to Moody for his service works.
是当时在人看来是他事业有成。
He was a very successful man.
他家庭也很幸福。
With a very happy family.
并且他也爱主服事。
And also loving the Lord.
在人看起来都是良人非常羡慕。
He was such a role model for everybody.
然而从1872年开始。
But ever since 1870.
情形开始转变。
Things changed.
不幸的事件一个接着一个而来。
Mishaps happened to him one after another.
一连串的这个患难呢，给他带来了沉重的打击。
Affliction happened to him that caused him much trouble.
也考验着他的信心。
Which also tested his faith.
考验着他的信仰。
Tested his belief in God.
首先呢，就是他的儿子，在1872年死于猩红热。
First, his son died of an autoimmune disease in 1870.
在1871年的春天呢，他几乎把所有的这个投资呢都转到这个芝加哥的房地产上。
And in the spring of 1871, he moved almost all of his investment to Chicago real estate.
然后在在这个1871年十月八日的那号晚上。
In the October of 1871,
芝加哥就发生了这个震惊世界的这个大火灾。
It was when the Great Fire of Chicago happened.
这个火灾呢持续了有30个小时。
And it burned for 30 hours.
就是几乎把他所有投资的房地产那个全部烧掉了。
And the fire almost burned away all of his real estate properties in Chicago.
但是他也没有因此失去希望。
But he didn't lose hope.
他和他太太呢，继续用他就是剩余下来这些资产来救济穷人。
He and his wife used what was remained of him to continue to give to the poor.
来帮助那些在火灾中就是无家可归的人。
To help the people who were rendered homeless from the fire.
用基督的爱来关怀那些有需要的人。
They care for the others with Jesus' love.
这是这个照片，就是火灾以后的这个照片。
And this picture was the remaining ruin from after the fire.
在过了这个忙碌了一段时候呢，他希望他太太和四个女儿能够到这个能够好好的休息。
After a period of time, he wanted his family to get some rest.
当时这个穆迪呢，在欧洲有布道会。
And in the same time, Moody had an evangelistic meeting in Europe.
所以他就安排他家人能够到欧洲有一趟旅行。
So Spafford sent his family to Europe for a vacation.
所以刚好呢，就趁机会和看一下的这个啊好朋友穆迪。
And just to also visit Moody.
所以在他出发前的这个在他出发前的前一刻。
Right before they left.
这个当时他们都买好船票到欧洲，在出发前一刻，他突然有这个业务的。这个业务的事情，他就没有办法前去。
Due to business, Spafford couldn't go on to the trip with his family.
所以他也只好留下来，就送他太太和他四个女儿呢，就去坐船去欧洲。
So he remained in Chicago and just sent his kids and wife to Europe.
他希望他处理好业务以后，然后再坐船到欧洲和他太太这个相会。
He will join them to Europe after he finishes his business.After several days.
但是在十一月二十二日。
But in October the 22nd.
这一艘呢，又从美国去欧洲的船呢，就是在这个海上呢，被一艘这个英国来的船呢给撞沉了。
They had a ship accident, hit into another ship, and the ship sank.
由于短短的十二分钟，这个船就。完全沉没了。
In just 12 minutes, the ship completely sank into the ocean.
这个船上有307个这个乘客。
There are 307 passengers on board.
就有81个人呢伤亡。
But only 81 survived.
他的太太安娜得救了。
His wife Anna was saved.
但是他的四个女儿却被淹死了。
But all of his four daughters are drowned.
说接到电报以后，他就赶紧就是说买上船到欧洲去接他太太。
After hearing this news, he immediately bought a ticket and went to Europe to meet his wife.
就在这个乘船的这个路上，有一天，船长就把他叫到这个船上。
As he was traveling on the ocean, one day the sailor called out to him.
对，把他叫到船前，然后就告诉他说。
And told him.
他说：“根据我们的测量呢，现在这个地方呢，就是当时你四个女儿和你太太出事的地方。”
According to our measurement.This is the place where your wife and your daughters got shipwrecked the other day.
所以弟兄姐妹，当你如果你是这个斯派夫的时候，当你听到这个消息后，你的心情是一个什么样的心情？
So brothers and sisters, if you were Spafford, what would you have felt when you heard this bad thing?
如果在这个情况下，你会怎么想？
How would you feel?
所以我们成为基督徒并不表示我们生活就一帆风顺。
Being a Christian doesn't mean we have a trouble-free life.
也并不表示我们生活就没有苦难。
Doesn't mean we don't have any misery in our lives.
其实我们在圣经中都有许多这个所熟悉的大人物。
And there are many great figures in the Bible.
像摩西，还有这个大卫。
Such as Moses or King David, or even Paul.
他们都经历过苦难。
They experienced much misery.
我们知道这个摩西呢，他被埃及人追捕，在旷野牧养40年。
Moses was driven out by the Egyptians, and he was in the wild for 40 years.
这个大卫呢，也逃避扫罗和他儿子这个追杀。
And David was escaping from Saul's and his son's murderous attempt.
这个保罗也多次的为主坐监牢受鞭打。
Even Paul had to suffer from the scourge and prison for the Lord.
我们大家都熟悉这个诗篇二十三篇。
We all know Psalm chapter 22.
说耶和华这篇是耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my the Lord is my shepherd. Yes.
但是这个二十三篇呢，就是说他也就是在第四节说我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even though I walk in the darkest valley, I am not afraid.
因为你与我同在。
Because Lord, you are with me.
因为你的竿、你的杖都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff are with me.
这个就告诉我们说，我们生活中呢有这个死荫的幽谷。
And this verse tells us that there is dark and death valley in our lives.
所以我们的这个生活道路呢，并不平淡。
So it's not like we always have a smooth life.
所以，就是这个死荫的幽谷，也就是我们生活中的一些苦难。
And these dark valleys represent our difficulties in life.
但神他给我们应许，他会保护我们，他会与我们同在，也会给我们带来安慰。
But God's promise to us is that He's going to walk with us and give us peace inside.
神也通过圣经中许多的例子
，and by many other examples in the Bible，
让我们学习怎样在苦难中，在死荫的幽谷中仰望神、依靠神、经历神。
We also know.How to experience and hoping and to rely on God in our times of difficulty.
其实我们今天所读的经文就是一个例子。
And even the verse we read is just a good example like of this.
保罗和希拉是在监狱里。
Paul and Silas were in the prison.
他也面对不公平的这个辱告。
And they were going through unjustified charge.
他们身体呢受着这个棍打的痛苦。
Their body is suffering from beating of the rod.
生死未卜
And they didn't know when they are going to die.
但虽然在深更半夜里仍然祷告唱诗赞美神
But even then, in the middle of the night, they were praying and praising God.
结果奇妙的事情就发生了
And then something wonderful happened.
神不仅带领他们脱离了这个牢狱之苦
Not only did God help them get away from the prison.
同时也印着他们的这个患难与痛苦
He also helped them out with their pain and suffering.
并且带来了更大的祝福
And transferred them into much more blessings.
圣经告诉我们，就是说这个监狱的众囚犯呢，他们得救。
Because the Bible tells us that all the prisoners were also saved.
禁足还有他的全家都信主得救。
And even the jailer and his whole family got saved.
所以我们一下就从三个方面来看这个保罗和希拉他们是怎样祷告。仰望神，经历神的。
Let's look at how Paul and Silas pray to God in three different aspects.
第一个就是要赞美神。
First, we give praise to God.
这个16节25节说，约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告，唱诗赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
Verse 25, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.And the other prisoners were listening to them.
祷告是必须的。
It's mandatory to pray.
也是非常重要的。
It's also important.
这个圣经也教导我们要不住的祷告。
The Bible teaches us to pray continuously.
我想我们弟兄姐妹在这方面做的还是不错的。
I think we are doing okay in this.
我们不少的弟兄姐妹都经历过各种各样的难处。
Many of us have gone through difficult times as well.
我们有身体方面的疾病。
Some of us are ill.
我们有亲人的丧失。
Some lose their loved ones.
我们工作有经历过不顺利。
Some even have difficult times in their work.
我们也有家庭中的难处。
Some have family problems.
每当我们遇到难处的时候，我们都会来祷告。
And whenever we face difficulties, we pray.
但是如果像我们，让我们像这个保罗和希拉那样，能够在困境中能够赞美神呢？我们常常就很难做到。
But how many of us can actually pray and give praise to God in the midst of our most difficult times?
我们不是不赞美。
It's not like we don't want to give our praise.
其实我们也常常赞美。
We often give praises.
我们赞美都是在我们工作顺利的时候赞美。
But we give praise often in our good times.
在我们祷告蒙应允的时候赞美。
Often when our prayers got positively answered.
在我们找工作，希望找到，结果我们找到我们所希望的工作以后，我们就赞美。
Or when we get a job that we want.
我们身体得到医治以后，我们赞美。
Or when we got healed.
我们在工作方面我们有成绩的时候我们赞美
When we have good work progress
我们不是说这些事情是应该赞美的
I'm not saying that we shouldn't give praise in these good times
这些都是神的恩典
All of these are indeed God's blessings
我们当然要感谢赞美
And of course we should give our thanks
但是我们如果遇到这个逆境
But when we are going through a bad time
我们遇到这个艰难困苦
When we face difficulties or misery
我们或者遇到一些突然的一些打击
or when we face sudden mishaps
说你的这个子女考试不及格
or maybe your kids didn't get a good grade
你失业找不到工作
you just lose your job
你生活的非常艰难
or if you are living a difficult life
在这种情况下我们还会感恩赞美吗
can we really give thanks to the Lord even in these situations
很难
it's hard
我想我自己 就是这样。
Even for myself, it's hard.
常常做不到。
I can't do it oftentimes.
2010年1月7日的晚上7点钟。
In 2011, in July, about 7 p.m. in the evening.
那天晚上，我站在这个办公室修改论文。
I was working in my office for my thesis.
突然就是我接到这个竞争，给我个电话。
I got a call from my wife, 竞争。
当时她带两个访问学者在买菜。
She was giving grocery shopping rice to two visiting scholars.
她说这个妈妈去世了。
But she told me on the phone, my mother just passed away.
就是我岳母。
My mother-in-law.
听到这个消息，我简直不敢相信我的耳朵。
I couldn't believe what I heard.
我说这是真的吗
？Is this real？
这实在是太突然。
This is so sudden.
因为一个礼拜前，就是上赛季的时候，我们全家到纽约还去看望了他。
Just a week ago, we had just been in New York City to have a gathering with my mother-in-law.
并且这个竞争还邀请他哥哥从中国飞到纽约，我们一起过了圣诞节。
And even Jinzhen's brother from China, he was also with us all the way from China to have a good Christmas.
我从小就失去母亲。
I lost my mother when I was a young kid.
然后婚姻后几十年来都是这个岳母她对我是关心照顾。
So after I got married, my mother-in-law especially cared a lot for me.
她在生活和工作上都是无微不至的关怀。
In every way, she gave much of her care to me.
就像一个亲妈妈一样。
In the same way as a real mother.
她也是我属灵方面的长辈。
She was also my spiritual elder.
她关心我属灵的生活。
She cared my spiritual life as well.
也常常为我和我全家祷告。
She often prayed for me and my whole family.
也鼓励我在教会的服事。
And also encouraged my ministry at church.
我记得我刚刚开始讲道的时候。
I remember that the first time I began to preach.
我是有点胆怯。
I was quite nervous.
她就鼓励我。
But she gave me much courage.
她也这个阅读我的讲稿。
She also perused my preaching draft.
给我提出的修改意见。
Gave me so many advices.
对啊，我们回来就不到一个礼拜。
But after we came back, one week after we came back.
就不过短短的几天，她一下就离开了我们。
Just for several days, she passed away.
我实在是无法接受。
I simply couldn't accept this fact.
我也想不通。
And I couldn't know why.
我也想不通主为什么用那种方式要把她接去。
Why did the Lord have to use such a way to take her back?
她是他们教会最主要的，也是几位主要同工之一。
She was one of the very important co-workers in her church.
那天呢，她刚刚在教会参加完这个祷告会。
On that unfortunate day, she actually just finished her Sunday service.
在回家的路上呢，就发生了这个车祸。
On the way back home, she got into this car accident.
我就想不通说她那么爱主。
And I just don't know why a person who loved the Lord like her.
为什么神就没有来阻止这个车祸
？Why didn't the Lord prevent this from happening？
为什么神就没有派这个天使天军来保护他
？Why didn't the Lord just send some kind of angels to protect her？
我说，即使是车祸，也可以让他受伤也可以治疗他。
Lord, even if it's just for a car accident, you could just make her hurt and but make her recover afterwards。
为什么就要把他接走
？Why did you have to take her away？
我想着，心里就有许多的不平。
And I feel very unjustified as I continue to think, and I had a lot of complaints.
在这种情况下，你说让我赞美神，确实是很难。
So tell me, how can I even give praise to God in this situation?
我想，因为我们常常受我们的心情和我们的情绪所控制。
Of course, we are often controlled by our mood and emotions.
当我们遭到这个困苦的时候
，But even when we face such a difficult,
我们遭到大患难的时候。
When we face this great catastrophe,
说我们遭到这个冤枉和毁谤的时候
or when we face some kind of belittling or unjustified charge against ourselves,
不是说我们不赞美
it's not that we shouldn't give praises,
我们是赞美不出来
it's that we just can't.
我们不觉得要赞美
it's like I don't feel like I should give praises.
我们也没有意思要赞美。
And we don't feel motivated to give praises.
Because we feel that in that
Because we're in such a bad mood at the time.
所以我们觉得赞美和处于在真正的情况下和赞美是不相配的。
And that kind of mood is opposite to the attitude we have when we praise.
因为赞美不是也是这就是啊，在我岳母的一个照片。
This is my mother-in-law.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看看这个保罗和希腊。
So let's turn our attention back to Paul and Silas.
他们的打击不比别人小。
Their infliction is not any less than other people.
他们的痛苦啊不比别人轻。
Their pain was not any lighter than others.
那么这三节经文就告诉说他们是啊当时是受了冤枉以后他们是被这个棍打。
And these three verses told us that they were unjustified, unjustly charged, and they were beaten with rods.
他们打的时候是把这衣裳还有这个剥掉。
And they got their clothes ripped apart.
为什么当时说这个把衣裳剥掉呢？
Why were they forced to take off their clothes?
我想大概是因为要打的这个更痛一些。
I think it's because doing that makes the pain even greater when they were beaten.
这个二十三节也说他打了许多棍。
Verse 23 says they were beaten with rods.
可见这次的这个棍打的是特别的凶，特别的狠。
And we can only imagine how fierce the beating was.
打完了以后呢，被关在这个潮湿阴暗这个内监里。
Afterwards, they were imprisoned into a very old and a damp basement.
内监就是在这个监狱的最里边。
This is the inner cell that was the inside of the prison.
一方面，那这个就他们就是要忍受这个痛打以后所带来的伤痛的这个痛苦。
On the one hand, they had to tolerate the pain they already had.
并且这边说他们这个脚上呢带了这个木钩。
On the other, it was mentioned that they were having the stocks fastened to their feet.
这木钩呢就是一种刑具。
A stock is a kind of a torture instrument.
就是一个木架子上面有几个孔。
And it's a plank, wooden plank with a bunch of holes.
再把你两个脚呢，就放在这个孔里边。
And you put your two feet into the holes.
所以你这个脚两个脚分开以后，你一直坐在那，你是感到非常的不舒服。
And as you put this on, it feels quite uncomfortable.
就时间长了以后，你就会感到这个痛苦难熬。
After a long period of time, you'll feel much pain.
我们看看保罗他们已经被打的这个遍体鳞伤。
They were already scourged much.
他们再加上这个想法。
And then they are now in this prison cell.
那么但痛苦我们就可想而知。
We can just imagine how painful they were suffering.
但是就是在这种情况下，在这个极度的痛苦中。
But even in this situation,
在保罗和希腊表现了这个无比的信心。
Paul and Silas really expressed their faith.
他们赞美神。
They gave thanks to God.
这个。大多数的英文呢都是有一个就是一个过去进行式。
Most English translation uses the present progressive tense for this part of the verse.
就是说他们一直不断的祷告赞美神。
Which emphasizes the state of continuity of their being praising to the Lord.
也可能他们最初是在求神在祷告求神帮助。
And they were all probably also praying for God's help.
然后在这不断的唱诗中想到了主的恩典。
And as they were praying, they thought of all of God's blessings to them.
进而他们就颂赞神，他们就赞美神。
And so they naturally gave all their thanks and praises.
他们竟然忘记了他们身上的痛苦。
And for a moment they forgot their pains.
这也是赞美所带来的果效。
And this is a fruit of praising the Lord.
他们的赞美呢是真诚的。
When they gave their sincerity to praise.
他们是发出这个肺腑的。
They gave this out of their hearts.
这也是感动人心的。
Something that is most sincerely done.
我们怎么能知道呢？
How could we tell?
因为这上经就是说，其他的囚犯都侧耳而听。
Because the Bible tells us that even other prisoners were listening to them.
这表明就是说，其他的囚犯呢都被他们的歌声所吸引。
And that says even other prisoners were attracted to their praises and singing.
他们细心的在倾听。
They were listening with all their might.
他们 要明白为什么他们受那么大痛苦，他们对内心还有这么多的 有这个平安有喜乐。
Because they just couldn't understand why they were so happy even in the midst of their suffering.
说弟兄姐妹，如果现在你正在经历这个艰难。
Brothers and sisters, if you are currently going through some kind of difficulty,
经历这个试炼。
Some kind of test.
也许是很大的痛苦和难处。
Maybe it's so painful.
如果处在这种情况下，我们都可能没有心情来祷告。
And in this situation, we can't even have the heart to pray.
我们在那个情况下，我们都没法开口，有时候都不知道怎么去祷告。
We can't even open our mouth and pray or say things.
所以在这种情况下，我们能不能换一种方式？
But can we just perhaps change to another state?
我们能不能开口赞美神呢？
A state in which actually we give our praise to God.
因为我们赞美神，因为神是配得赞美的。
We give our thanks to God because He's worthy of our doing so.
诗篇29篇第十节说。
Psalm chapter 29 verse 10 says.
他说洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王。耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever.
所以不论这个环境改变不改变
Regardless of our situations.
不论我们处在顺境还是逆境
Regardless of whether we are in good or bad times.
耶和华的宝座没有改变
The Lord's throne is never changing.
主的名字没有改变。
The Lord's name is never changing.
主的荣耀也没有改变。
The Lord's glory is never changing.
所以主的能力也没有改变。
And the Lord's power is never changing.
我们应当赞美他，因为他是配得我们赞美的。
And we should give praise to him because he's worthy of our praise.
在希伯来书13:15也说。
In Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15.
他说，所以我们要借着耶稣常常把颂赞的祭品献给神，这就是承认他的名，承认他名的人嘴唇的果子。
Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips, and openly profess His name.
这里边提到这个祭品。
This verse mentions sacrifice.
我们知道你要看旧约的祭品就是这个。献祭所宰杀的这个牲畜。
From the Old Testament, we know that sacrifice refers to killing some animal for sacrifice.
所以呢，祭品呢就带着这个受伤。
So sacrifice has a connotation of
wound. 就带着这个损失。
Wound and loss.
所以我们在神面前，我们受了伤。
So before God, we are wounded.
我们在神的面前，我们有损失。
Before God, we lose much.
我们有牺牲。
We have sacrifices.
我们流着眼泪。
We are weeping.
但是我们仍然赞美神。
But still, we give our praise to God.
这时候我们的赞美呢，就变成了赞美的祭。
And then our praise become a praise of sacrifice.
就会蒙神悦纳。
And this is what pleases God.
我们再看第二个方面，就是信靠顺服。
Let's look at the second aspect, which is to trust and to obey.
So, Paul and Silas,
Gives birth to praise, and obedience also gives praise. Gives birth to praise.
所以这个经文我就不念了。
I'm going to skip reading the verses.
这个就在16-20记载，就是他们相信神，他们顺从圣灵的带领。
They trusted in the Lord and they gave themselves to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那没有去他们要想要去的这个比推尼。
They didn't go to where? They didn't go to this place that they plan to go to, which is someplace, yeah.
结果他们来到这个是马其顿的这个腓立比。
Instead, they went to Macedonia and Philippi.
所以我们再看下面的这个经文。
And as we read along,
这个十三节到十五节里说
，verses 13 to 15 says，
说他们来到腓立比以后呢，神也让他们看见这个传福音的果效。
After they went to Philippi, they saw the fruits of the gospel.
这卖紫色布匹的妇人叫吕底亚和她一家，因着他们所传的就受了洗。
Lydia, the dealer of purple cloth, because of them, she believed in the Lord and her family as well.
并且他们也能够服侍这个主的仆人。
And they started to serve the Lord's servants.
我想这也更加坚定了他们这个这个相信主跟随主的信心。
And I'm sure this even further strengthened their faith to the Lord.
因为这个信靠顺服呢，让他经历了神的信实。
Because when they trusted and obeyed God, they experienced God's blessings.
反过来，这个经历呢，又更坚定了他们信靠顺服的这个信心。
And in a positive feedback loop, this experience strengthened their faith.
所以虽然他们这个遭受棍打。
Even though they were beaten with rods,
虽然他们身陷牢狱,
even though they were in the prison,
这个处境变了,
啊?
处境变, 环境变了,
oh, their situations changed in the end.
但是他们相信谁没有变,
but they know who never changed.
既然主带领他们到腓立比,
so the Lord brought them to Philippi,
那么就必然有他美好的旨意。
There must be some blessing behind this.
虽然现在前面的道路他们不明白，
Even though they couldn't see the road ahead of them,
但是他们相信神的旨意高过他们的旨意。
They believe that the Lord's will is higher than their will.
神的道路高过他们的道路。
The Lord's path is higher than their path.
那神既然让这些事情发生，
And the fact that God allowed this to happen,
神必然有他的美意。
Necessarily has some kind of blessing inside.
所以他们就为此就赞美神。
So by this they gave their praise to God.
所以他们的赞美呢是从顺服而来。
And their praise was born out of their obedience.
是从这个信心而来。
Out of their faith.
所以弟兄姐妹就是顺服生赞美，信心生赞美。
Brothers and sisters, trust and obedience give out praise to the Lord.
在诗篇106:12节说那时他们才信了他的话，歌唱赞美神。
In Psalm, there's a verse that says, "Then they believed his promises and sang his praise."
这是当描述这个以色列人在旷野的景象。
It was describing the Israelites in the wild.
他们说是他们信，他们就唱歌。
They believed and so they sang.
他们信，他们就赞美。
They believed and so they praised.
所以这个赞美是在建立在相信的基础上。
So giving praise is built on the foundation of trust.
你不相信谁，你就不可能赞美谁。
If you don't trust the Lord, you can't praise him.
只有相信才能发出赞美。
Only when you trust him can you praise him.
但是我们也不能就是有空口的赞美。
But we can't just praise with our empty mouth.
我们不能随便说我感谢赞美主。
We can't just say, thank you, Lord.
但心里边却没有一个实在的内容。
Without truly thinking so in our hearts.
这个实在内容就是信，就是顺服。
And this heart is about to obey and to trust God.
我们必须能够信，我们才能够赞美。
We must believe, then we can praise.
我们有困难，我们在那边祷告。
When we are in bad times, we pray.
我们有软弱，我们在那边祷告。
When we are weak, we pray.
我们忧伤，我们在那边祷告。
When we are grieved, we pray.
我们祷告的一个时候。
And when we pray,
我们祷告的一个地步。
To a point,
我们心里边能够顺从圣灵的引领。
Our hearts will be able to follow the Holy Spirit.
能够相信神，相信神的伟大。
We'll be able to believe God's greatness.
我们相信神的能力。
We'll be able to believe God's power.
我们相信神的荣耀。
We'll believe God's glory.
我们相信神要借着我们要彰显他的荣耀。
We'll believe that by us, through us, God's glory will be expressed.
我们就能够交托，我们就能够仰望。
And then we will be able to give and to rely on God.
我们就能够从低头祷告变为抬头赞美神。
From bowing down our head as a despondent person, we raise our heads and say, Hallelujah, the Lord.
前面提到说我岳母过世以后，我一直想不通。
So I said that I couldn't know why this happened to my mother-in-law.
我不明白神为什么用那种方式把她接去。
I couldn't understand why God had to take her away by this method.
我对神有抱怨。
I had a complaint to God.
但是神借着他们教会这个 孙阿姨，这是他们教会的牧师孙阿姨的一篇信息。
But by the pastor in her church, for a Sunday service message.
也借着她自己的话语。
Also by her own words.
让我想通了，让我明白了。
I one day understood.
那么最重要一点呢，就是顺服。
The most important part is to obey.
约伯记啊，圣经在约伯记啊也告诉我们说是赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
In Job, the Bible tells us that the Lord gives and the Lord takes away.
我们神有绝对的主权。
Our Lord has absolute authority.
他把妈妈借去，并不表示他就不爱妈妈。
The fact that he took away doesn't mean that he doesn't love my mother-in-law.
也不并不表示他不看顾妈妈。
Doesn't mean that he didn't care for her.
谁用哪种方式把我们借去都不重要。
It doesn't matter by what means she was taken.
重要的是我们知不知道我们要到哪里去。
What matters is whether we know where we are going.
重要的是我们有没有准备好。
What matters is whether we are prepared.
那天我知道啊，我用了他准备好了。
And I know that my mother-in-law was fully prepared.
就孙阿姨在讲到那天说是在那天他们祷告的时候。
Auntie Sun, on that day when they were praying on that unfortunate day.
他们都感觉啊，这个麻烦祷告就特别不一样。
They felt that my mother-in-law's prayer was a little different in some way.
感觉他那天祷告呢非常特别。
Some kind of a special prayer that she made.
他在这个祷告中提到他从小啊是孤儿。
In that prayer, my mother-in-law mentioned that she had been an orphan when she was young.
他心灵上一直有一种克服不了的这个障碍。
There always had been some kind of stumble in her heart.
就是有一种这个自卑感。
Some kind of low self-esteem.
这种障碍也常常影响他和这个弟兄姐妹的交通。
And this stumbling block prevented her communicating with other brothers and sisters.
他感谢神让他多年在教会的服侍呢，让他克服了这种障碍，让他心里得到释放。
But she thanked the Lord that many years of serving the church actually broke this stumbling block.
他感谢神呢，他和弟兄姐妹有很好的交通。
She gave thanks to the Lord that she had good communication with the brothers and sisters.
有这个关系也融洽了。
That her relationship with the other brothers and sisters were good.
她感谢呢，也没有亏欠。
She also thanks that she didn't owe anyone.
所以祷告完十多分钟以后呢，她就出了车祸。
Just 10 or 20 minutes after this prayer, she got into this car accident.
所以主就把妈妈接走了。
And the Lord took her away.
想到这些呢，我心里边也就充满了感谢。
So as I thought of all this, I was filled with thanks.
我就想到本来啊，我们全家在那年就是圣诞节，我们计划是要去芝加哥参加这个福音大会。
I remember that year we were originally going to attend this evangelistic event in Chicago.
但不知道为什么我们这个全家的这个时间就是凑不到一起。
But for some reason we couldn't fit each other's time schedule.
最后呢，神把我们带到纽约啊，住了6天。
So in the end, God gave us a small family reunion in New York for 6 days.
让我们在他过世之前呢，和他有一段这个愉快的时间。
So that we could have a good time together with her before she passed away.
还有就是说，在妈妈出事的这个一个月前。
And 1 month before my mother-in-law passed away.
就是我岳父呢，他因为中风，他住到这个老人院。
My father-in-law was sent to a senior place because of a stroke he had.
所以就是说，在那边呢，就是24小时有人看护。
And in that place, he was cared 24/7.
所以当着妈妈出事以后，因为当时这个一些原因，说3天以后我们才接到这个通知。
After my mother-in-law passed away, for some reason, 3 days after that, we finally got the notice.
在这个期间呢，这爸爸呢，他还可以在这个医院里边能够有人看顾。
But even during this time, my father-in-law could still stay in the senior residence.
因为在以前呢，都是他就是说在家里一个人在家里面。
Because he used to just stay home by himself.
他行动不便是坐在轮椅上。
He has to use the wheelchair.
所以如果这个发生了，确实我就不敢想象，就是爸一个人，他语言又不通，就想怎么办。
I couldn't imagine what would have happened if my father-in-law were stayed home alone, no one to take care of him.
还有我岳母用他的这个行动来荣耀神。
My mother-in-law also glorified God by her actions.
所以她所住的这个公寓的这个值班人员。
The personnel rotation of her apartment.
包括这个老人院的这个医护人员。
Including the nurses in the senior residence.
以及在这个社会安全局的工作人员
and also some workers from Social Security
都给我们就分享了这个妈妈她待人的这个友善喜乐和处处为他人着想若有助人给他们留下了深刻的印象
They all shared how my mother-in-law was so kind and friendly and sharing so many things with others as she was living there
所以让我们想到这些就让我这个心里边充满了感谢和感恩和赞美
And my heart was filled with gratitude and thankfulness as I heard all of this
所以我还在我岳母的追思礼拜上我就做了分享
In my mother-in-law's memorial service I made this sharing
我分享了就是我岳母对我们全家的祝福
My sharing was aboutHer blessing to my whole family.
我为所有的一切感谢主，赞美主。
Because of all she had, I give thanks to the Lord.
那是一个这个流泪的赞美。
It's a praise with tears in my eyes.
我感谢谁让我在这件事上让我学会顺服呢？学会赞美。
I thank the Lord by this. I learned how to obey and trust God.
我们再看第三个方面。
Let's look at the third aspect.
是。保罗和希腊他们能够看到荣耀得胜
Paul and Silas was able to see the victorious glory
所以保罗和希腊他们祷告赞美神
They were praying and praising God
结果奇妙的事情就发生了
And then something wonderful happened
这个使徒行传也告诉说忽然地大震动
Suddenly the earth quaked
甚至监牢的地基都摇动了
Even the foundation of the prison was shaking
监门立刻全开
All the prison doors were released
撞囚犯的锁链也松开了
all the chains were loosened
所以这里面的地大震动呢和我们所常常说的地震呢有很大的不同
the shaking of the ground is quite different from earthquakes
在这里面你看到房屋倒塌了
as you can see the houses went down
就是我们所谓的这地震呢就是房屋倒塌了
Our usual concept of earthquake refers to houses falling down.
门倒塌以后，门可能在一起，这个锁可能还在一起。这倒塌以后，这个锁可能和门锁在门上还连在一起。
Even after houses come down, I'm sure the locks will still be intact.
在这里边呢，是震动房屋没有倒塌。
But look at this. Here, the houses didn't fall down.
但是门上的锁呢是开了。
But the locks were released.
并且呢，在后边提到，就是禁主和他家人也信了主。
Even then, the jailer and his whole family believed in the Lord.
最后，我们再往后边看的话，就是官长也不仅放了他们。
Not only did the jailer release them,
并且最后是抢他们离开这个城。
They also helped them escape the city.
所以神用奇妙的方式解救了他们。
The Lord, by a miraculous power, helped them escape.
并且借着他们牢狱之苦呢，把这福音传到这个牢里。
And through them, the gospel was preached to the prisoners.
所以弟兄姐妹，你说保罗和希拉他们在祷告赞美神的时候，他们知不知道有这种后果
？Brothers and sisters, do you know that? Did they even know that this would have happened when they were praying?
他们知不知道神就必定来要救他们
？Well, they know that God will help them this way.
其实我想他们不知道。
I think they didn't know.
他们也不知道神是不是会救他们出牢狱。
They probably didn't even know whether God would actually release them from the prison.
但是这并不影响他们赞美神。
But that didn't affect the fact how they prayed.
他们赞美神
They praised God
因为神配得赞美
Because God is worthy to be praised
他们赞美神因为他们看到神的荣耀
They praised God because they saw God's glory
看到神在宝座上仍然作王
They saw that God is glorious even on his throne
他们看到主在十字架上荣耀
They saw the glory on the cross
我们的主已经得胜了
Because our Lord had already won
并且得胜有余
And one to the fullest extent.
这个约翰约翰福音十四章二节说，说主耶稣说，我在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早就告诉你们，我去原是为你们预备地方去。
John chapter 14 verse 2 says, My father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you?
主耶稣已经上过死亡。
The Lord Jesus has conquered death.
他已经在天上为信他的人预备地方了。
He's already up there preparing for a room for all of us.
因为我们相信，我们就上过死亡。
And by believing, we also have conquered death.
主已经在天上为我们预备了地方。
The Lord is already preparing places for us on heaven.
迟去早去，这都是主的安排。
When you go there, it's but a plan of the Lord.
那马太福音十九章二十八节说。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 28 says,
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们这跟从我的人，到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上，审判以色列的十二个支派。
Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
我们相信主，跟随主，我们就一定得上了。
We believe that by following God, we would have already conquered.
因为我们要和他一同作王。
Because we're going to be with him as he is enthroned.
所以保罗和希拉，他们虽然在患难中，他们看到的不是眼前的患难。
Even though Paul and Silas were suffering, they didn't see just their suffering.
他们看到的是神给他们预备的地方。
But they saw what God had already prepared for them.
他们看到的是将来主要和主一同作王。
They saw the eventual glory with the Lord Jesus.
所以他们赞美神。
Therefore, they praise God.
所以他们赞美神是从内心发出的一个真实的赞美。
And their praise was from their deepest hearts.
他们赞美有荣耀得胜的力量。
And their praise was filled with glorious power.
他们赞美不仅让他们自己得到释放。
They didn't pray for themselves to be released.
也深深地感染了这个监狱的囚犯。
But also to move even the prisoners.
这就是赞美的大能。
And this is the great power of praising the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们在患难中，
Brothers and sisters, if we are in the midst of difficult times,
如果我们只看到事情的表面现象，
If we just look at the surface of things,
我们只看到眼前的利益，
If we just see what our eyes can see,
我们就不会赞美，反而有许多的抱怨。
We won'tPraise God. We will only complain.
我们常常会说，神为什么会让这件事情发生呢？
Often we ask God, why did you let this happen?
我们也和别人比，说我们并不比别人差呀。
I'm not worse than the other person.
我的服侍也不比别人少啊。
And I do much work.
为什么呢？
Why did you let this happen?
为什么呢？
Why?
就常常这些为什么在我们脑海里边徘徊的时候。
And as we ask so many whys.
我们不仅不会赞美神，
not only will we not be able to praise God,
我们往往会抱怨神。
We will start to give complaints.
我们人的理解能力是有限的。
Our rational brain is very limited.
我们没有办法了解神对我们的计划，以及他对我们安排的目的。
We can't understand God's plan in all his perfection.
我们基督徒不是我们必须学会，不是要先理解才肯接受。
So we must learn to not understand then accept.
神对我们的要求，往往是我们还没有理解，还没有完全明白的时候，就要我们完全的信靠与顺服。
But to accept and trust God even before we understand.
赞美神就是赞美祷告，就是对神要有充分的信心。
Praising God means that we have full trust in the Lord.
因为我们的赞美是全心全意的。
Because our praise must be fully hearted.
我们赞美，我们要真实乐意地接受这个现况。
And we must accept with gladness.
不要看到这是神他对我们最好的安排。
To know that this is the best blessing from the Lord.
赞美不是就是盼望对将来就发生事情我们要有期待。
We must put our hope in what's going to come eventually.
不是说我病了，我赞美神，我要得到医治。
It's not that I'm sick. Oh, praise the Lord, heal me.
我现在没有工作，我赞美神，我想叫叫神赐我工作。
I'm without a job. God, I praise you. Please give me a job.
赞美神就是说在我现在的这个处境中，我赞美神。
Praising God means that you praise God even in this situation.
求神借着我现在的处境来荣耀他的名。
That even by this bad situation, you can glorify Him.
求神借着在我现在的处境中做他喜悦的。
That even in this bad situation, you can do things that please God.
神医治不医治我是他的主权。
Whether God heals me or not is His business.
神赐不赐我工作也是他的主权。
Whether He gives me a job or not is His business.
但是因为我把一切交给神。
But I give all to God.
由神来带领。
And I trust God for His guidance.
由神来安排。
For His plan.
我就得胜了。
And That's enough for me to be victorious.
弟兄姐妹，希腊保罗和希腊在监狱里边，他们祷告赞美神。
Brothers and sisters, as Paul and Silas prayed and praised God in the prison,
神不仅把他们从监牢里解放出来
，Not only did God release them from the prison,
也让他们得到释放
，But also released them spiritually.
也因着他们的见证传福音
，And by their testimony, they preached the gospel.
也让神得到了荣耀。
And finally, God Himself got glorified.
在我们的生活中
in our lives,
我们常常会遇到各种各样的难处
often we face many challenges.
我们会遇到形形色色的这个试炼
we face many tests.
这些难处和试炼就像那个监牢一样
all of these challenges and tests are like that prison.
囚禁着我们
they are bonding us.
它捆绑着我们
they are putting us in chains.
它阻碍着我们和神和与人的关系
They prevent us from having a good relationship with the brothers and sisters and the Lord.
让我们以保罗和希拉为榜样
So help us to have the heart of brother Paul and Silas.
我们祷告赞美神
As we pray and praise God.
我们相信神的大能
We believe in God's power.
我们顺服神的带领
And we obey God's guidance.
我们把化困难为祝福
So that we can convert misfortune into blessing.
把这一切的荣耀赞美归给神。
Because every glory, every praise be to God.
那么前面我给大家讲到史派夫这个故事还没有结束。
Spafford's story has not ended yet.
我刚才提到他在这个接到这个四个女儿遇难这个电报以后。
Earlier, I mentioned that when he just got the bad news about his daughters,
他就马上就乘船到英国去接他太太。
He immediately booked a ship to England to meet his wife.
当船长把他叫到船前，就告诉说这个海域就是当时他四个女儿和太太就是出事的地方。
On that day, when the captain told him on the ship that this is where your daughter died.
当时我问大家就说如果是我们处在这个情况下你是一个什么样的心情
Congregation do you remember that I asked you how would you have felt if you were in his place
我们大家可以想一想把自己放在这个当时情况下想想我会怎么做
Can you just put yourself in his shoes and think about what you would have done
这个史派夫他心中虽然悲痛
Even though Spafford was painful in his heart
我们人人都会悲痛这是人之常情
Everybody would be like that.
但是他呢，更看到了基督再来。
But he saw the eventual glory of Jesus.
他也看到了将来的荣耀。
He also saw the glory of that Lord Jesus in the end.
为此写下了一首鼓舞人心的这诗歌的歌词。
And then he wrote this famous hymn.
这歌词呢，就是我心灵得安宁。
The hymn is called It Is Well With My Soul.
所以后来神呢又让这个石牌夫这个夫妇生了两个女儿和一个儿子。
Later, God gave Spafford two daughters and one son again.
在1881年呢他们又带着这个儿子呢到以色列那边去这个定居。
In 1881, they moved to Israel.
在那里边服侍在那边照顾这个贫困无依靠的人
and they served the Lord and helped the poor there
所以有一个作曲家呢叫布利斯
作曲家 there's a songwriter called Blith
就深深地为这个斯派夫他这个经历和他歌词内容所感动
This songwriter was really moved by the Spafford's experience.
便为这首诗歌呢就谱了曲。
And so she made this song.
所以一百多年来，这个我心灵得安宁这首诗，深深受基督徒的这个喜爱。
For more than 100 years, this song has blessed so many Christians.
给许许多多的人带来了安慰、鼓励和帮助。
And it comforted a lot of Christians' hearts and gave them help when they needed.
下面呢，我们就一起来唱这首歌。
Together, let's sing this hymn.
我们一边唱。我们一边体会作者他对神的信心和仰望。
But as we sing, I invite you to really experience what the writer also experienced.
也从中得到这个鼓励。
And from it, we can get encouraged.
悲伤来似浪